You can't fight City Hall, the saying goes, so just try fighting the Kremlin. In Russia, liberal groups are trying to organize an effective opposition to President Vladimir Putin, but it is an uphill battle. NPR's Greg Pfeiffer reports on one man's push to lead part of it.
For 4 years, Mikhail Kasyanov served as Putin's loyal prime minister. He's now the president's newest critic. He says he wants to run in presidential elections in 2008 after he's united Russia's fractured liberal opposition. Kasyanov opened his bid by announcing he'd head the marginal Democratic Party of Russia. But at a recent Congress to formally elect him, some delegates locked Kasyanov out of the conference hall and voted in a rival instead. An angry Kasyanov said the Kremlin had been behind the action. He said authorities were frightened of any independent party.
It means that democracy is under great danger in Russia. It demonstrated that authoritative thinking, like in Soviet Union, with the understanding that everything should be under control.
Another prominent liberal, Irina Hakamada, rushed to support Kasyanov. She was also locked out of the Democratic Party meeting and says some delegates had been bribed because a united opposition would pose a threat to the Kremlin.
If Kasyanov's project is carried out, it could become the beginning of a very serious battle for power. Even the tiniest opportunity for us can turn very quickly into a very large possibility.
This month wasn't the first time Kasyanov's plans were thwarted. Several weeks ago, a hoax bomb threat disrupted his plans for a rally in the southern city of Kursk. But Kasyanov says he isn't deterred. He's expected soon to announce the formation of a new party.
At this beginning of our political fight, fight for democracy, fight for freedom for everyone.
The liberal opposition has been fighting each other since well before Putin's rise to power. But they realize uniting behind a popular leader is their only hope of mounting a serious challenge to the Kremlin. Even so, there's no sign of an end to the divisions. There are three competing liberal coalitions being put together in advance of the 2007 elections. Vladimir Rushkov, a prominent Kremlin critic, says Kasyanov isn't the right man to unite them.
Kasyanov's often compared to Ukrainian Prime Minister Viktor Yushchenko, but the difference is huge. When Yushchenko left his post as Prime Minister, his ratings were over 40%, more than the Ukrainian president's. When Kasyanov left his post, his ratings amounted to less than 1%.
Vladimir Pribilovsky heads Moscow's Panorama think tank. He says Kasyanov suffers from his image of being a well-fed bureaucrat.
He is no different from members of the pro-Kremlin United Russia Party, except for the fact that Putin stopped liking him. That's it.
None of the liberal parties qualified for parliamentary elections in 2003. Pribilovsky says they probably won't do better in 2007 because of something out of their control, the high price of oil. It's Russia's most important export, and he says the Kremlin can stay in power as long as it's flush with cash.
With so many petrodollars, there's enough for the bureaucrats to steal and to pay the elderly their pensions.
But Pribilovsky says even if the tide turns against Putin, the liberals may lose a swell of support to another opposition group, Russia's increasingly popular nationalists. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.